When fishermen and marine biologists speak of dead zones, they're usually referring to the places near the mouths of polluted rivers where there aren't many living creatures. But a new report in the journal Nature warns that a different kind of dead zone may become more common in the years ahead. NPR's John Nielsen reports that the new dead zones may be linked to climate change, not pollution in the water.
Marine biologist David Fox, a fisheries expert with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, sometimes sends remote-controlled submersibles out to look for fish. Video feeds these subs send back show rockfish, flatfish, crabs, and salmon, for starters. But in the summer of 2002, the only fish Fox saw on the videos were the ones that were either laying on rocks or floating upside down.
They're obviously dead. Their gills were kind of puffed out.
Fox says his submersibles couldn't even find a live underwater worm. Then local crabbers started finding dead crabs in the pots they were pulling up from the bottom, which is something none of them say they'd ever seen before. Jane Lubchenko, a marine biologist with Oregon State University, says it all seemed to happen overnight.
And when that kind of event happens, you tend to think, gee, this is really weird, and what's going on?
Researchers working for Lubchenko have been trying to figure out what caused this event ever since. Early studies found no evidence of disease or toxic algae blooms or significant amounts of pollution. But biologist Francis Chen said they did confirm that very low oxygen levels were the primary cause of death.
The thing that really set my alarms off is that these oxygen levels weren't unlike ones that you might encounter in really polluted dead zone waters.
So how does a dead zone develop in the waters off the coast of Oregon, given that those waters are much, much cleaner than the waters found near more traditional dead zones? According to Lubchenko, it's possible that part of the answer is man-made climate change.
We think that the 2002 dead zone was in fact a local expression of a much larger scale change in ocean circulation. So it in fact might be a harbinger of things to come.
Lubchenko and her colleagues say they're all but certain of the following. Early in 2002, a mass of exceptionally cold and virtually oxygen-free Arctic water took a freakish turn to the south, following what's known as the California Current down much of the west coast. This is the water that emptied a big part of Oregon's coastal waters for several months. Lubchenko calls the event proof that crucial coastal ecosystems are more fragile than a lot of people think they are.
This particular ecosystem normally operates right on the verge of disaster in this case, and that a very small change can flip the system into another phase, and in this case, a dead zone.
But the leap to man-made climate change as the cause of this event is very tentative. Dave Fox of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says one big problem is the lack of accurate historical data on the way ocean currents work.
There's a lot of cycles or kind of semi-cyclical events that occur on different timescales. And a lot of the timescales are long enough that we've only seen one cycle or even a half of one cycle.
In other words, Fox says it's still possible that the Oregon die-off of 2002 will prove to be an event that has hit the coast of Oregon many, many times before, back when nobody was looking. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.